We've discussed in the previous lecture about Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, that wrote a commentary on the Turim. And then, according to this work, he edited the Shulchan Aruch. He first printed the Beis Yosef, the Pirush on Tur, in the year of Shin Yud, 1550. 14 years later, in Shin Chof Daled, 1564, he has published the first print of the Shulchan Aruch in Venice. In the same period, in Poland, was the Godla Dor, the spiritual leader, Rabbo, Rab Moise Isonish. He went in his footsteps, in the footsteps of the Beis Yosef, and he also wrote a commentary on the Turim. He built his chibur on the Beis Yosef, where he would quote large pieces of the Beis Yosef and then add additions according to Sforim, Chiburim, Poskim that lived in Poland, in Ashkenaz, in Europe, the Menhagim of Ashkenaz, while the Beis Yosef is more involved with the Sephardic Menhagim, the Ramo is more involved with the Ashkenazic Menhagim. And then, according to this chibur of the commentary of Anturim, which was called Darkei Moshe of Ramesha Isalish, he built on that, and he wrote also a chibur on Shulchan Aruch, Hagoes on the Shulchan Aruch, where he adds all those halachas and minhagim that he quoted from other poskim, Ashkenazic poskim that lived in Europe. The Shulchan Aruch with this Hagoes of the Ramo of Ramesha Isalish was published right away several years after the Shulchan Aruch, in the year of Krakow in Poland, in the year of Shin Lamed, 1570. But his commentary on the Tur, the Darkei Moshe, was not published then. It was published many years later, about more than 100 years later, in the year of Tov Nun Aleph. But those printers that printed the Tur with the Beis Yosef also wanted to add the comments of the Darkei Moshe. That was published first about 11 years later in Berlin in the year of Tov Nun Beis, 1690, Tov Samach Beis in 1702. They had a problem. They couldn't print the whole Darkei Moshe on the Tur, while the Darkei Moshe is quoting so much of the Beis Yosef. So why should they print that part twice, once in the Beis Yosef and once in the Darkei Moshe? So they have omitted all these quotations from the Beis Yosef, and they wrote only the editions of the Darkei Moshe on the Tur and Beis Yosef. So that was published much later, in the year of Tov Samach Beis, and since then all prints of the Turim has the commentary of Vityasev, and the editions of the Darkimesha. But till then, those that wanted to have to learn the Darkimesha, they copied, or the higher scribe to copy the whole Darkimesha in manuscript. One of the copies we have here in the library that was written in the year of Tov, 1640. Tov Aleph, 1641. Not only one, we have three volumes. Two of them are here in the library, and one of them, the third one, is still in Moscow. The government of Russia still did not agree to return us the collection of our Rabbeim's Sforim and manuscripts. In the time of the Ramo, he was, together with his cousin or relative, Abshleme Lurie, the Maharshal, the two largest Geinim in Poland, the spiritual sages and poskim of that generation in Poland and Europe. Both of them wrote commentaries on the Torah. About the Darkimesha that the Ramo, Ramesha Israelish, wrote, we already discussed. But at the same time, the Maharshal, he wrote so many Sforim, and one of them was Hagoyos on the Turim. This Chibur wasn't printed. The other commentaries on the Tur in the later generation, the Prische and the Bach, quoted, they had a copy of the manuscript of his Hagoyos, and they copied many of his Hagoyos in their commentary. But the entire Sefer of Hagoyos of the Maharshal, Rav Shlomo Lurie, on Tur, was never published. It is only the last 10, 20 years that some of the editions of the Turim, they add these Hagoyos of the Maharshal on the Turim. So in that Ksaviad of Tov Aleph, 1641, they copied in the same volume we have the whole Ramo, Darkimesha, commentary on Turim, and the whole Hagoyos of Maharshal and the Turim, copied in the second part of the same volume.